Steam ahead. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The former president expected to jump into the 2024 race tonight, despite some fellow Republicans urging him to wait.
A lot of members of former President Trump's own party are questioning the timing of this big announcement just a week after the midterm elections. But there's one big advantage to declaring his candidacy so early, and that's that it could potentially clear the field of opponents before they have a chance to even say that they're running.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble in Palm Beach. This as midterm votes are still being counted. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Trump is only out for himself, even if it hurts the Republican Party.
Republicans should learn that lesson or risk even more failure in the future.
The Democrats have already clinched keeping control of the Senate. Republicans are still expected to take control of the House, and they're now holding internal leadership elections with Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs challenging House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to be the new House Speaker. Results would still need approval in the new Congress. We are just getting reports of Russian missiles crossing into NATO member Poland, killing two people. However, this has not been independently confirmed, but it follows the latest Russian barrage into Ukraine.
The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said two residential buildings were hit in the strikes. Officials in the western city of Lviv also reported explosions, and the Interfax Ukraine news agency said blasts were heard in Kharkiv.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. AP is reporting that a senior U.S. intelligence official says top leaders are holding an emergency meeting due to a crisis situation. However, again, not confirming that report of the Russian missiles crossing into NATO member Poland. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Georgia's heartbeat abortion ban has just been overturned by a Superior Court judge in Fulton County. That law bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legal challenge over it is likely to continue. Texas makes another move on the southern border as a record surge of illegal crossings continues.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott Tuesday announcing he will invoke the invasion clauses of both the U.S. and Texas constitutions to take unprecedented measures to address the migrant crisis at his state's border with Mexico. Abbott stating this constitutional authority allows for the deployment of the National Guard to turn back immigrants who cross the border illegally and deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return those who cross illegally. Texas counties will also be permitted to build border walls, and the state will be able to enter into a compact with other states to secure the border. Agreements with foreign powers are also on the table. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Homeland Security Secretary says U.S. sovereignty stands, dismissing Republican concerns about proper vetting of illegal immigrants. At a House hearing, Louisiana Republican Clay Higgins asking Alejandro Mayorkas if he's been suppressing evidence presented by border agents.
If you're an honorable man, then obviously you should be able to say no to that. Who would suppress exculpatory evidence? Is your answer no?
I don't even know what you're referring to, Congressman.
You will.
Mayorkas naming domestic violent extremism as a top threat. The FBI chief putting China at the top of a long-term list of security threats for the U.S. The Grammy nominations are out. You won't break my soul. Beyonce has the most, 9 nominations, which also moves her into a tie with her husband Jay-Z as the most nominated in Grammy history, 88 apiece. Kendrick Lamar picking up 8 nominations today, followed by Adele and Brandi Carlile with 7 each. Stocks turning mixed, to the Dow's now down about 200 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.